That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I want to remind everybody what Let's Find Out is all about, because tonight we're going to have a discussion, and the discussion will be difficult for some people, but not so much for others. And the discussion is, we need to understand what is really happening, and the idea of what is going on between this division and the soul of America. I'm going to start with astrology. Astrology shows us that Pluto is about to move out of Capricorn and into Aquarius. And Pluto only does that every 256 years. So because this is happening, if you look back, you will see that the last time it was in Aquarius was when we signed something called the Declaration of Independence in 1776. So astrologically, it means that we're going to rewrite the country rules, that we're going to change, that we're going to revise and renew that which we have to do in order to move forward, to ascend, and to move into this new world that's coming. However, we're in the middle of a battle. And the battle isn't about Democrats and Republicans. It isn't about, they don't think the way I do, so I have to hate them. It's way more than that. It's light and darkness. And this is a call-in show. I do want to remind everybody, if you want to call in to ask a question, first of all, I ask that you do it lovingly. And second of all, here's the number, 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. Progressivism, especially today's version, is intrinsically radical. It has become that. Left to their own devices, these radical people would move into the country wholesale and move it into socialism and authoritarianism. Authoritarianism means that you don't make your own choices. The government does it for you. Americans cannot afford to let our guard down for 1 minute if we hope to pass on the blessings and liberty that we have enjoyed to our children. Many nations across the world live in a socialism society, or they live in communism. Never, ever has there been a country like the United States of America. And this is so important to me. It's so important to me that I really would like to have people call and let us discuss it, because I'm sure that many of you want to know what is going on. The work of shoring up our constitutionality guarantees liberties will never be complete. We're always going to have to make changes, see what blocks are going on, how we can make life better and more free for people. We can never rest because the left will never rest. It's who they are. It's who they always will be. I don't know if any of you know what the Green New Deal is, the 110 pages that has been written, but it would drastically change our country. So drastic, in fact, that it would rewrite the Constitution. That may be all good in itself, but I have a question to ask you. And the question is, why do we need to rewrite the Constitution? Because we are in a country that has a wonderful balance. It's got three ways of checking. It's got the executive, the judicial, and the Congress. Checks and balances were instilled in the country because our forefathers worried about this very thing. Our forefathers worried that someone would try to take over control of all three, and then we would live in totalitarianism. So, what's going on? What can be insightful? What can be controversial? And what can be uncompromising? The uncompromising part would be, we don't need to have change. We need to have love. We need to have more love, understanding, talking things through, and working things out. We also need to have a barrier and a wall hundreds of inches thick against evil, against people who would tell us what to be and how to be it. That's what we need. And hopefully we'll get there. I'm sure we will. I have a call coming in from a Stephanie in Colorado. Are you there, Stephanie?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you? What can I do for you tonight? Do you have a question?
Yes, I make a lot of craft objects and things like that, and I am having great difficulty selling them. Is there any reason why or any information you could give me?
Yes, I can give you some information. I can tell you that at this time, things have become so serious and so drastic in this country, especially with COVID, that people just aren't into buying crafts right now. First of all, we've had a drastic change in our money system. And second of all, there's too much to think about. We're in a battle. And I would think it's wonderful what you do. I'd like to ask you if there's any way you think that you could do something else to earn some money until this comes back. It will be back March or April. We're going to get back to normal, but we're not going to get back to normal right now.
Okay.
With COVID causing many deaths in the U.S. and everywhere on the planet, it is sadly realistic for people that are dying before their time or what we would think would otherwise be before their time. And who among us is ready to face this disease and perhaps our last moments on Earth? That's where we're at right now, Stephanie.
Okay.
But you're going to have a wonderful year next year. You're an Aquarian. And
yes,
the energies change in December. I want to give you hope and insight, Stephanie. Hold to your truth and hold to your meditations and hold to your God. And go into your heart and try to do the right thing for what we need. Because what we do need is to save our country. Our country is vanishing, Stephanie. And I guarantee you that if the wrong people get into office, you may never sell anything like crafts again. That's how bad it is. They're going to tell you what to say, what to do, what to think.
I know. I'm very concerned about that as well. And I've thought about posting my opinions, but I'm more concerned about being attacked for, you know, because we are in a battle between light and dark right now.
We certainly are. And I'm so glad you said that, Stephanie, because I'm worried about being attacked. And I sat down and said, I've got to do this. I've got to tell people it's too much. We don't have anybody, not too many people telling us the truth. The media has been bought out, and the good things that are happening are being blocked, and the bad things that are happening are not being brought to the light. So let me just get to February 15th. Nice day. That's your birthday. So I'm going to tell you that your time is going to be probably April or May when things get better. So if you could figure out some way to keep your life in balance until that time, and in the meantime, ask Spirit, A, to put you in your right place, and B, to expand that which you do. There might be something new that you could make that would be creative, helpful, and wanted. You know, so many have gone out of business, Stephanie, so many. And what is it that you did before you did the crafts, may I ask?
Well, I've done that off and on for years. I'm also a trained handwriting analyst and a psychic as well, but I just don't want to get involved with that aspect right now because it's just so intense. Everything and everyone is so intense.
But Stephanie, why are we here? We're here to bring love. Why are we here? We're here to love people and to say that they're safe, to protect them, and to keep them ongoing. And what is happening, you're absolutely right. What is happening is that everybody is feeling the hatred in the world. And it's expressed in bitter words and acts of violence. They're tearing down the cities. New York is my city, and it'll never be the same. And it went to hell in a handbasket in 3 months, where it took years for different mayors to bring that city to almost no crime. It is so sad. It is so sad. But we have to look at our life, and we have to look at where we're going. America is vanishing because we are hated, because we have the freedom. And people are jealous. And if you really knew what the real root of all of this was, it would make you sick.
Yeah. Well, will Hunter Biden or any of them have to pay for the things that they've done and how they've sold us out?
I think they will. Not only that, there's other people. One of the most wonderful things that I'm going to say is happening is that Amy is being put onto the Supreme Court. And I'm saying
that's a good thing.
Because of Roe versus Wade, not at all. I'm saying this because of her character, because of who she is, because of how she lives her life. Nobody knows anything about whether Roe versus Wade is going to be reversed. Nobody.
Exactly.
They're making it up. Everything is being made up. You are being lied to left and right. But that's what Pluto does. Pluto changes things radically. But out of the exchange will come change. And we're going to let go of what doesn't work anymore, which is the elite and the wannabes running everything. They're going to take away everything that we love. Everything. They're taking away Thanksgiving. They're taking away Christmas. They're taking away the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They're taking away all our sports. Has anybody noticed? Like, hello. Next is going to be our banks and Social Security. Right. It's all going to be gone. They're going to take away our right to choose our doctor. So it has to change.
Well, here in Colorado, they're trying to get rid of all of the oil and gas. And so there's a recall movement to get rid of the governor. He's Democrat. His name is Jared Polis. What do you see happening with him? Because he keeps wanting to just get rid of everything and tax more.
I hope that the people are going to vote him out because we can't get rid of oil and gas. Not that we can't down the line, but the trouble is we haven't found anything to replace it yet. So we have to perfect how we use it. We have to invent and use our technology not to get rid of things and not to block people on Twitter, but to perfect how we use it and make it better. They also want to get rid of all the airplanes, just in case you didn't know. Can you imagine not being able to fly anywhere? I think that the darkness is going to have a surprise. I see two things happening before Election Day and three things happening after. So, and all of that is the light coming in. Stephanie, I may not have it exactly, but I've been pretty good, because I'm going to tell you that 2 years ago on Coast to Coast, on New Year's Day, 2019, I said that Joe Biden was going to run with Kamala Harris on the radio. It's on tape.
At first,
I said that he was going to run with a dark-skinned woman who would be from one of the islands in the Atlantic Ocean, and then I said her name. And when I went back and listened to it, I couldn't believe it. I almost fell off the chair because I didn't remember saying that.
Yeah.
And it is going to turn around. I'm going to tell you something else that's important to me. I happen to know that the devil and all of his darkness has been released on this planet, and it was released around 2015, and that we are in battle with those forces. Now, a lot of people will say that's hooey. I don't believe it. That's okay. You don't have to believe it. I'll do the fight for you. No problem. But a whole new world is coming, one where we absolutely have to go through this and unearth all these lies. I don't understand why. People are still saying that our president colluded with Russia, when we have proven that it was Hillary that paid Russia to do what they did. I don't understand that. I don't understand how senators or congresspeople like Dianne Feinstein could learn about COVID, go and sell all of her stock, and make millions of dollars on pre-knowing about stock. Now, they put Martha Stewart in jail for 2 years, but they won't do anything to Dianne Feinstein. This is ridiculous. And if I had been Amy, before I would answer any of her questions, I would have said, can you please return the money that you took? Give it to the people that need it right now. How can you stand there and look at me and say those things?
Right.
I don't know how people same thing do it.
It's the same thing the Bidens have been doing. They've sold us off to China, and people don't realize China wants to rule the world, and we're in their way.
They do realize it. My son lives in China, and he tells me a lot about what the communisms are. Do you know what they did in China during COVID? Let me tell you what country we could have. Let me tell you what they did to China, Stephanie. They knew in Wenlong that they had released the virus, and they sent people home. And they went to all the apartment buildings in China and nailed across the door two pieces of wood in a cross, in an X, so that the people could not get out. And then they ran food up to them every day.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's true.
Yeah.
So this kind of thing has to stop. The most important thing is us. The most important thing are the people. The most important thing are our struggles and how we have to uplift ourselves, and that we're ascending. We're ascending to caring. We're ascending to respect. We're ascending to honoring people and the way they think, and allowing for that without wanting to kill them or break their neck. Something unbelievable will transform in this change. I promise you. Something unbelievable is coming, and is going to come out of the ending of whatever we are now getting rid of. It's going to take some time. 3.5 years in, 3.5 years out. Well, we've been 3.5 years in. And there's an awful lot of things that are going to be exposed even more. So the important thing is that our families, our loved ones, and that we work through it and survive it. And if you're willing to work through it, I think the communities are going to grow, Stephanie. I think that we're going to get closer to each other, and I think we're all going to be way more helpful than we've been now.
Yeah. Well, I was shown back in the early 90s that there was going to be a civil war in America.
I was,
and
too.
And I think no matter who wins, it's happening. It's already happening now. And what bothers me is New York and Virginia and even Colorado, they allow a woman to have an abortion up to the date of the child's birth.
I know. What is that?
And that I just...
You know what they're doing in Austin, Texas? I was living in Austin, Texas, but I did have the opportunity last summer, before any of this happened, to buy my parents' property up in New Hampshire, and I bought it in a heartbeat. And I moved here, so I left Austin. I didn't understand it because I was told to go to Austin, and then I was brought back here. But now in Austin, any of the homeless can pitch a tent in your front yard and live there, and nobody can stop them.
Yeah.
And they are going into the suburbs. We are in the biggest transformational changes in history. It's monumental.
Right. Right.
And there isn't any book or any movie that could ever capture this as fiction. This is not fiction.
Yeah.
The truth is always bigger than anything we could think about.
Right. Well, they're doing the same thing here in Denver. You can urinate or feces on anybody's property, and then as a homeowner or business owner, you're responsible to clean it up or you get fined.
Absolutely. I know. It's going to change. It really is. First of all, to have that kind of disrespect. But you know why that's happening? Because the restaurants and the public places won't let them in.
Yeah.
So you have to look at both sides. You have to look at why that person has to do that. He's not doing it because he hates that neighbor. He's not doing it because he wants to harm somebody. He's doing it because he has to, because nobody is giving him any accommodations. They're being totally blocked out. At least in our work, Stephanie, yours and mine, we have to look at both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you that by the time I get to November 20th, we may begin to know who the real president is going to be. And there is going to be radical changes, and there's going to be very, very, very much anger. But you know what, Stephanie? We're going to have twice as many voting ballots as there are people in this country.
Wow.
So what do they do about that? What do we have, about 72 million? We're going to have more, twice as much. What do we do about that?
Yeah. Well, on our ballot here in Colorado, they're trying to pass that you don't have to be a citizen in order to vote.
Oh, that I do not like. I don't think that anybody that's not a citizen has a right to vote. My president, I don't think anybody that's not a citizen has the right to collect unemployment. I don't think they have the right to all of the benefits that they get. They don't pay taxes.
Right.
They don't pay taxes.
And they keep charging us as homeowners more and more. And we're footing the bill, and they don't think anything of it. And it's just,
Well, I'm very glad that you can see the truth. And I want to thank you for calling Let's Find Out, Stephanie. I hope you keep listening, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we're a little bit beyond the time, but we'll take the time to listen to the weekly Cosmic Tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly Cosmic Tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce. It's the new moon, and I'm speaking to you from my back porch, the famed back porch that I wrote about in the book Unlimited Realities. And I'd like to bring to your attention that this week marks the halfway point with Mercury retrograde. And as you may know, it goes direct on Election Day, November 3rd. Monday early morning brings good feelings and good things, with the lucky Sagittarian moon adding to these joyous feelings. The final Mars-Jupiter square encouraged to get things going, along with some big problems if you don't remember not to bite off more than you can chew. In the afternoon, the second Mercury-Uranus opposition of the year kindles up your mental processes. This all brings stress and nervous tension to the mix, along with some surprises and unexpected events. Love and finances are at an all-time high this week, with three positive Venus trines coming your way. The second and final Jupiter-Venus trine makes Monday, October 19th, your personal lucky charm day. For love, money, or both, keep me posted. Let me know what good luck came your way. On Wednesday, Venus is in harmony with powerful Pluto and can bring karmic relationships and obsessive fascinations along with the skill to turn a big profit. Use this energy to share some deeper emotions with others and to use your power in a softer way. A Capricorn moon on Wednesday and Thursday helps you to accomplish a lot of practical tasks on Thursday. October 22nd, the sun exits Libra and moves into the deep passion of Scorpio, the most feared, misunderstood, and mysterious sign of the zodiac. The scorpion is a small animal and is feared because of its powerful sting of energy. This energy works with the unknown and loves to stir that pot as well as open the doors that say, "Do not enter." While the sun is passing through the sign for the next 4 weeks, you will feel your emotions on a much deeper level. And if you repress or try to hide these feelings, they can turn into passive-aggressive behavior or obsessions that can come back to haunt you. So let them all out and let them all go. Actually, that's what Halloween is all about, to celebrate all of these deep feelings and that we are bringing them up to be worked with in this lifetime. The moon moves into friendly Aquarius on Friday and Saturday. Do something out of your normal routine. Saturday morning has Venus making a harmonious trine to Saturn. This favors making commitments and long-term investments. This is a good business combination, and it's also good for diplomacy, communicating, and setting some boundaries. We all need to do that sometimes. The sun aligns with Mercury on Sunday, which is the day that Mercury is exactly halfway on its retrograde cycle, which began on October 13th. It's time to start some behind-the-scenes work planning for your future in 2021, along with the possibility of some holiday travel. Time to start planning that, too. I do sense that there will be some nice gatherings at Thanksgiving time if we're all careful and stay with our families and enjoy the Thanksgiving, the quiet part of life, the part where we pay tribute to our provider who gave us everything we have. And there's more to come. All good stuff. Scorpio energy is remarkable because it can reach to the highest of heights, like becoming president of the United States, or it can sink you to the lowest of lows and darkness, like these demonstrations and destructive behavior that we're experiencing. And it does it all without fear. So on this holiday, this special Thanksgiving time in the United States, let's all pray for peace and for people to come together with respect, honor, and love. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. All information is on the website under Psychic Services. Thank you for being with me today. I wish everybody lots of love, sending lots of hugs, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Just being kind and peace begins. We change the world in subtle ways. A word of praise and peace begins. Don't look for peace in far-off lands. It happens here where we are living. And all it takes is our forgiving. It has to start with you and me. We tell the truth, we play it fair, we learn to care, and peace begins. A helping hand, a friendly smile. A promise made, a promise kept. We say we will and so we do it. We take a vow and then renew it. A handshake is our guarantee. We try to find when tensions rise. This is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through, then peace will come because it's true. Without a sound, the battle's done, the war is won, and peace begins. This
is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Elizabeth Hepburn, my dear friend, singing a song called Let Peace Begin, which was written by a wonderful man named Jonathan Trueblood, who is a descendant from our original people that lived here, an American Indian, and he wrote this song, and I just love it. It's just gorgeous, and I hope we can hold it into our hearts. If everyone would just make up their minds to be kind, gentle, and loving at all times, and under all situations, and in all ways, then the word violence would disappear. And each one of us does have the capacity and responsibility to do this. I want to give you a mantra for this week, and I think that you can hang on to it. This is going to be an important week in many ways. It's enough for you to vow to yourself, in my own life, I will express love in every way possible. I will stay away from causing pain to anyone or anything. I'm going to repeat that. In my own life, I will express love in every way possible. I will stay away from causing pain to anyone or anything. Why should we deny others the love that they crave so deeply? Let us learn to live to give love generously and to express love openly and honestly, as well as receive it. A lot of us have trouble with that, receiving love. Well, I have some final thoughts for you, and then we're going to go into our meditation. And the exciting part about the beginning of the meditation is that we're going to play Let There Be Peace on Earth with Elizabeth Hepburn singing with our cadets in West Point up in New York State. And it was a beautiful summer night when they did this work. The guided meditation is Let Love Be Your Master, and we will be exiting with Leaving the Past by Richard Shulman. It's been nearly 4 years since President Trump took office, and during that time, the left has not stopped lying, cheating, controlling, and scrambling to try to get their power back. First, they told us that Trump was guilty of colluding with Russia. Then they told us that he was guilty of crimes in the Ukraine. And they built up an impeachment hoax around him, when in reality, it was the Democrats that were colluding with Russia. And it was Hillary Clinton that paid Russia. These are lies. Plain, pure, and simple. During his first 4 years in office, President Trump created the best economy in our nation's history. He brought the stock market to an all-time high and the unemployment rate to an all-time low. He restored America's place as a leader on the world stage. He gave a voice to millions of people who had been abandoned by the political system for years. The reason that they hate him so much is because he is crushing the old ways. So today, he promises to continue the record as he helps us recover from the pandemic. The radical left has vowed to stop him at all costs. The call for destruction and the topping of historical statues, defunding the police departments, occupying and overtaking public and private property, and demands for socialism have shocked us and shocked our consciousness. Don't lie to me. Just don't lie to me. Judge Jeannie Pierrot says don't lie to me. And if you want to find out more about that, you can get her book on Amazon.com. Within a week, you will see your decisions grow tenfold. Things can catch on and change quickly if you start sending your love out and praying for peace and praying for a good settlement here. I am expressing my love to you to help you change the balance and to create a more loving world. So let's find out how to do that all together. Let's find out how to change the balance and bring us a peaceful world. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'll be back next week with Frank St. James, and we'll see you then. Thank you very much for listening.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new fifth dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.